It's time now for our ongoing series discussing substance use disorder as a treatable disease, brought to you by the Grays Harbor Consortium. KBKW and the final episode in your Grays Harbor Consortium series, and Patty Jo is with us, and we've been talking about all kinds of things right now. Stigmatism.
You know, stigmatism usually comes from a lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And another person that's in the video, you know, said, you know, if we could all just go and have a hot dog and a Coke and sit down and just have a conversation and just start asking some questions and get a better understanding of what it is that this disease is, it would really help, you know. And that person's so true in stating that, because that's what Grays Harbor County is known for. I mean, back in the day, you know, you used to go to Swanson's and have coffee and breakfast in the community. Right. The neighborhood would be there, and you'd start chit-chatting and finding out what's going on. And if someone wasn't feeling well, the next thing you know, there'd be a bunch of people coming to that person's house with casserole dishes.
There you go.
You know?
Yep, exactly.
So, but somehow we've lost that community support. And in supporting one another. And, you know, so now it's time to just open our doors and our eyes and be more receptive to it and really remember that we are a community, that we have that strength within us, especially in Grays Harbor County, where we're just such a strong community. And there's so much beauty here to be seen and had, not just in the environment, but through the people.
And that's another thing, is that the COVID shutdown affected a lot of that, too. Of people getting together and just discussing life around them, and with the shutdowns that we've had, that opportunity wasn't made available. I know just kitty corner from us over here at Duffy's, I know there's several people that go in there early in the morning, have a little breakfast, have a little coffee, sit around at that counter, and they just talk about things. But with the shutdown, that kind of opportunity was not available, so we need to get back into that.
We do. It'd be great to get back into that. And I guess, you know, if my thought was, as I was talking with some folks, is, you know, if COVID comes back and shuts us all down, you know, we are from the Grays Harbor County area. Rain doesn't hurt us. We can stand outside with umbrellas and still have that coffee.
If you don't do anything around here when it rains, you never do nothing.
Right.
That's it. All right. That's a good point. Just stand on the corner with some umbrellas or...
Yeah.
Yep. Get the big old huge golf umbrellas and invite some people under your umbrella with you, and just have that. Bring your own cup of coffee, right?
Yeah. Bring your own cup of coffee and start sitting down and talking and finding out what needs to be done. You know, how can we get this done together and moving forward? And, so, I mean, you know, the work that we do with the Grays Harbor Consortium, you know, we do a lot of work, but we know that there's so much more work. This is just the beginning, and we want to continue moving forward with it. And so we're always open for suggestions, as well as we're always looking for new grant funding opportunities to continue our efforts moving forward.
Now, the consortium in moving forward, mm-hmm. I mean, is this going to, you're under grant money now?
Correct.
Is that going to disappear? Will the consortium then disappear if the grant money disappears? Or is this something that is with us for a long time now?
Well, the Grays Harbor Consortium is, you know, like I said, it's a group of diverse organizations who are just really interested and committed to moving forward and making our community healthy. I don't see that the consortium shutting down because this particular grant funding is going to end in August of 2022. We are looking at having other options, you know, funding sources. We're looking at applying for other HRSA grants and different grants that are out there. But we are also looking at how can we sustain moving forward. And Summit Pacific Medical Center has, you know, committed to letting me move forward and supporting the consortium as much as I can beyond our grant, you know, with certain limitations, of course, because I have other obligations. But all of us as organizations that are in the consortium, we're just so committed that we are looking at what does the long-term plan look like. And it's just like, you know, some of the other groups that have gotten together over the past few years, even though the funding source has left, the groups still meet. And so the lead organizations, like my position would be, we still organize the meetings. We still have everybody come together. You know, some of the priorities may shift because the grant wouldn't be there telling us what to do. But then that's where we have that need of still meeting to understand, what do we do next? How do we fill the gap? You know, how do we make what we're doing now sustainable?
So the program won't end.
I don't see it ending right away, yeah. No.
And a lot of these other groups that are involved in the consortium, they want this kind of stuff to continue also.
Yes.
Because you have people who, like you said, in behavior health and addiction recovery and the such, all these groups, they don't want it to end. And
right.
So they'll probably bend over backwards to make sure it keeps going.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very giving group. This group is, mm-hmm. I mean, they're endless with their energy. And
it's the harbor.
It is the harbor we pull through.
Yep, that's a thing, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, and, you know, I guess part of that is, you know, too, so another program that the consortium has started is we started this celebration of youth and family in the harbor. Mm-hmm. And that means that we're working to have, you know, regular, right now we're looking at monthly events where we get the folks together and have opportunity to have some fun and talk about, you know, substance use disorder and, you know, what is it that they're needing? You know, is there a family, you know, a generational cycle, or do you see that, you know, maybe you haven't experienced it in your family, but we want everybody to be interconnected. So we're not closing the doors or opening, you know, we're opening the doors to everyone, and we want the youth in our community to know that they're so important. And so we're trying to find ways that we can gather all of them together and have some fun, but still at the same time talk to them and have like an open mic conversation about what's on your mind today, what's really concerning you, and then having, you know, the subject matter experts, the folks that are, you know, the experts in counseling and suicide prevention, substance use prevention, they're available to talk if that topic comes up and help any youth and or family member, you know, what do we do with this situation? You know, we see that there's a behavior here, but we're not sure what to do now. So we're trying to start a pilot program that will begin addressing some of those issues and still having some fun.
In fact, you recently had one of those out at the Grays Harbor County Fairgrounds. I think that was Saturday on August 14th. You recently had that.
Yes.
At the fairgrounds. That's the first of hopefully monthly. Do we know that it's going to be monthly? And are you going to change locations?
Yes. Well, we are looking at doing it monthly right now, making sure that any goal that we set, we can achieve.
Right.
Right. So that's the first part. And yes, we're looking at different locations. So, you know, we're looking at, we started in East County, recognizing, you know, youth are all the way across our county. So we're trying to find locations that will be easy for everyone to access and join in. So, you know, we're looking and centralizing it here in Aberdeen Hocum area, and then even going further out to the coastal area as well. So there's more to come. We will continue to likely advertise on the radio as we previously did for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're all working as, again, a group of, you know, consortium members to understand what are the needs. And also we're learning from our previous experience on Saturday to understand, you know, what do the youth and families want?
Right.
We're doing a survey, trying to understand what do they want from us.
Right, so you can better improve it as time goes on.
That's correct. Yes.
That always forward and improving.
Right. Because we know that, you know, it's interesting because Grays Harbor County, you know, it's very rural, and but we have different cultural needs within different sections of our county. So we're trying to be sure that we're being very inclusive and equitable and everything that we're doing. So it takes a broad group of people to come together and help organize this and move things forward.
Okay. You got the grant, or you wrote the grant, got the money. In effect, you along with Pacific Medical Center got this consortium going. Why? I mean, why did you do? I mean, I'm going to put it bluntly. you got a heck of a lot of work to do now.
Yes.
And you have had since you got this grant.
Yes.
Because, like you said, you have other responsibilities too. Why?
Because it's really important to us at Summit Pacific Medical Center, as it is to many other health agencies here in the harbor, in order for us to be providing health care and a box to or telehealth now to provide that health care, we really need to make sure that our community is healthy. And it goes beyond just coming in to see your doctor. You know, it really, it encompasses everybody, and it's a real full wraparound service, and we need the community to do that. And there's funding out there to help support that, knowing that one agency couldn't just do this by themselves.
Yeah, like just CAP couldn't handle all this.
Yeah, I mean it takes a full community, and the community is not just us individuals that live here, but it goes all the way up to our federal administration. You know, that's why they create these grants, is because they recognize that there is money that's sitting there that needs to be able to help support our individual communities. So they're taking those funds and they distribute it through a competitive process and application. It's a pretty tough process to go through, that's for sure.
Yeah, grant writing is no fun at all.
Oh, it's fun.
Oh!
Some of us like it, you know.
Oh, boy. You're part of the minority there.
Yeah. Because we see that it's a greater good. So, I mean, you know, it's really all about community service and just being part of the community.
And that's all that backs you up. I mean, that's what got you into it, the community.
Yeah. I mean
you want to better the community.
It does, and it has, yes. I was working for the state of Washington previously before I came to Summit Pacific Medical Center, and I saw there was an opening for grant writing at Summit, and I was so excited to be able to live and work within my community, knowing that my work would really be helping individuals. So I jumped on it and moved forward.
I just don't hear too many people getting excited about grant writing.
Oh, it's exciting.
Happy that you are one of those people, because otherwise we wouldn't have this. And a great job by you.
Thank you.
Because, like you said, it is a competitive.
It is. It's competitive. You know, and we have a team of people that I work with at Summit Pacific Medical Center. It takes a team to make this be successful. So, and then, you know, the reward is just when you see this documentary and you see those people and how they talk about how they're living a life that they've wanted for so long and they've worked so hard to get there. And it just makes everything worth it. And to also know that this particular grant, especially, we've actually been able to help 17 different people get into treatment as a payer of last resort, meaning these are folks that didn't qualify for any state or federal assistance, financial assistance.
Right.
And so they were like not able to get into treatment because they didn't have that money. So through a process that we designed at the consortium and through our consortium's care coordination process, we've been able to help 17 different people so far get into recovery and pay for that.
That is amazing.
It is that
really is, because and you don't think about that there are people that fall through the cracks of the programs that are available, and it all comes down to money.
It does. It comes down to money, and it's really unfortunate.
A lot of these recovery places, I mean, they can't do it for free.
Right, they can't.
Yep, they have to charge, and if you can't pay, you don't get recovery. And here's 17 people that were able to get into recovery despite the problems.
Yes, and they're all still, from what I understand, I don't know their names or details.
Right.
I don't need to, but all I can tell you is that from what I've been told is they're continuing to be in recovery and they're moving forward and they're doing great things with their lives, which is so important.
And that's the other thing with these people who are in recovery and moving on and doing great things with their lives. That's doing great things for our community, too, because you have another person out there doing great things in their life to help our community, whereas before, recovery, they were not in that situation.
Right, because the disease really, you know, controls that. When the disease isn't managed, it's a very controlling disease, and it makes it difficult for anyone to really be successful. You know, they can think that they're being successful and trying it and trying it and trying it, and then, but the reality of it is the disease is very powerful. It's just like diabetes, you know, the type 2 diabetes where, you know, as we get older and we start having bad eating habits, it kind of opens that door, and now we're on, you know, insulin or medicine that's controlling our diabetes versus eating healthy, you know. So it's all about a lot of that, the science behind it and the impact that it has. So it's a tough disease, I'll tell you. It's a tough one.
And the more people that get recovered off of the disease or in recovery, then the better it is for our community.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Because they have another person in the community who is doing good things again.
And yeah, another person's life has been saved.
And literally, that's it.
Yeah, it really is that. It's so important to just remember that every person is worth the effort, and their life is so important.
It's a human life.
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. The consortium will continue on, and we'll hear more about these programs that you're going to start monthly. The documentary that is going to start getting out there, like you said, people who've seen it, pretty impressed by it, huh?
Yes, it's very emotional. So I was part of all of the interviews and the production with that, as well as our engagement lead folks, Angela Crowley and Tina. And we, no matter how many times we've seen the documentary, because, you know, you have all these editing. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of work. We've never done it before.
Right.
It was a lot. The production company was fabulous. It's so emotional, though. You know, I mean, you just tear up each time because there's something new that you get out of it every time you watch it.
Like watching a good movie. You got to watch it more than once to get everything, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, just to listen to these people and their stories and what they went through and what they still sometimes go through. You know, when you're done watching it, every time it reminds me it's so important to check myself and remember I need to be a better person. No matter how much good I think I'm doing, there's always something I can do better. So they really inspire me to be a much better person than I've thought I could be.
And they are doing that in their lives also.
Yes. Yes.
Becoming better people and then a good asset to our community.
Yes. Just like she said, to be kind is a beautiful thing, and it's such a contagious thing.
There you go. And be kind.
And
like you were pointing out earlier, if you're walking by a person who's homeless, maybe looks like they're having a little bit of trouble or something, just a quick little hi, hello, just to acknowledge them, because so many of us walk by and they're invisible to us.
Right. And that's what we call, you know, community stigma. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we're trying to really work on.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, we want to break down that community stigma.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that helps in with this documentary.
Yes.
That is happening. All right. Patty Joe, excellent job. The consortium itself, it's been a pleasure having all these experts that you've been sending in talking about this. And it is a very, very important thing for our community. Our community doesn't have a good track record on this kind of stuff. As many people who have been around here many, many years know, that the Grays Harbor area has not been on top of things in regards to this. Sounds like things are going to start turning around, right?
I think so. I believe that we can do this.
I mean, speaking of stigmas, Grays Harbor County has a stigma from other people around the state in regards to this kind of stuff, and it's something that's long before this. I mean, there's a stigma on Grays Harbor County. We have to turn that around.
Yes, yes, and that's true. And so with that, this documentary, we will be sharing it beyond our Grays Harbor County borders.
There you go. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very, very good. All right. Thank you. That completes our series in the Grays Harbor Consortium, and it's been going on for weeks now at this time on KBKW, and it has definitely been informative. It has definitely been eye-opening, if you will, some of these, if you've been listening to them. Some great experts in on the situation in the harbor area and how you can help. It's been a pleasure doing these interviews with these people. I've had a I've had a very eye-opening experience in regards to a lot of this. We thank you for listening, and thanks to the Grays Harbor Consortium folks for putting this all together. Be looking around for more from Grays Harbor Consortium here in the harbor area, including they're putting together youth and family celebrations around the county that'll be coming up over the next couple of weeks and next couple of months. So be listening right here on KBKW for information on those games and stuff for the whole family to play with, and also some learning experiences. So thank you all for listening. And have yourselves a great day today. And once again, this is wrapping up the Grays Harbor Consortium series. To hear archived discussions, log on to gograysharbor.com.